When it comes to budget items, one man's prize is often another man's pork. That's the case in Oshkosh, where the 125-year-old Grand Opera House may have a $500,000 grant cut from the budget. The Opera House is the oldest operating theater in Wisconsin and has been closed since February for ceiling repairs. The theater's executive director, Joseph Furlow, says it's not a matter to put on hold.
Something that gets lost in the process is the fact that this isn't a cosmetic renovation we're looking at. We're not adding gold leaf to this building. We're talking about a once-in-a-generation structural crisis.
In the current budget, Furlow says the $500,000 from the state must be matched by $1 million in public funding for the project. He credits Oshkosh Representative Gordon Hintz for helping their cause.
Representative Hintz did a splendid job of putting together something that doesn't just take everybody off the hook through state funding, but rather actually incentivizes us to find other sources of funding for this project.
The repairs are necessary for the Grand Opera House to stay open. Backers say without the budget funding, it could be lost forever. In Oshkosh, Colin Bennett, Wisconsin Public Radio.